The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Monday, November 4th, 2024.
Man,
Freedom Eve Day.
I don't talk this much before I get here.
Well, why would you?
But even like, you know, how you talk to yourself sometimes, you just kind of.
Yeah.
I don't even really do that.
You do it more mentally, talking to yourself?
No, it's just I wasn't ready to come on now.
Oh, you want to play another song?
Like I had other stuff I wanted to like blurt out and get out before that wouldn't be applicable to what we're doing here.
Oh.
And I'm like, dang it, I got to shelve it.
Oh.
And then guess what? I ain't going to remember.
Oh, was it about?
It was like two or three different balls in the air.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, ooh. I don't really know what you're doing right now.
Was it what we were exactly talking about right before we went on there?
The parts of it, and okay. Then there was something else I was going to chunk in. That.
Well, it wouldn't be anything the audience would care about. I don't mean that in a bad way, but I'm going to write it down because I remember what she was talking about.
And it's just, you know, not really used to that. Getting more used to it now.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, it's just a different routine, which is good. It's great, actually. Just getting used to the different, you know, pre-show routine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, we go run around the building like 10 times before the show starts just to get that brisk air on our faces and, you know, get the blood pressure going.
Run around the mobile hotspot or whatever the hell that is.
Yeah.
Out in the parking lot.
I don't know what it is.
I think it's a radio station in a van. I think.
Nice.
It looks like it's for like some kind of, what do you call those things? People that are in the same business go to the conventions. It looks like a convention thing that would be pulled up there. Hey, check out our rig. This is the stuff we do.
Got some old rap on it, but yeah, whatever. Not going to nitpick. Didn't know it'd be here this long. That's cool too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is taking up 3 to 4 good parking spots.
It really is.
It really is.
I would like to go tour it and see what's what the guts
are. I don't think you can stand up in it. I think it'd have to hunch over the entire walkthrough.
Nah, but that one van we got, we all did it before. We stood up in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Sprinter van.
A Sprinter, yeah. Boy, though, you ever drove one of those?
What is that?
I don't know.
It's like this is the best way I've described it to people. It's like the American Pickers van. It's like a tall van.
Oh, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Frank. Yeah, it's boy, those are tall and thin. They're really odd to drive if you've ever driven one. They're just stacked. I don't know. I've driven big, like moving trucks. I've never driven like an 18-wheeler or anything, but like bigger trucks.
Yeah.
That thing's just different. They're just setting up tall and it ain't that wide. It's just odd.
I don't think I've ever driven a station vehicle. Now that I think about it.
God bless.
And we've had a bunch.
We've had many a van.
We've even had
good
unmarked
ones, bad ones.
We've had an unmarked one that people would use for various personal reasons.
I remember one got so bad that I was at an event and the battery died and I was stuck there for a while.
Well, we do go and play music at them for like 3 hours. off the battery. I mean, it kind of makes sense that eventually that would happen.
I'm surprised the one didn't get stolen because they had a PlayStation in the back.
No crap. Or at least somebody did like rip the back doors off of it. Just unscrew the bolts and just take the doors because they had real good speakers too.
Sometimes it wouldn't always get turned on because that was difficult for some reason. Because the actual console was protected.
So the worst one, I won't say where because it doesn't reflect on them, but it could be taken out of context. But we were in a place in the upstate, in the Greenville area, where for whatever darn reason, where we were at broadcasting, didn't pick up the station. It was just all scratchy. One of them weird little cove of a valley kind of thing. I don't know how it works, but you couldn't hear it. So we're trying to play the radio station, and the person, the manager, or whoever is like, hey, you guys crank up the station? We're like, man, can't pick it up. He's like, well, God, I hope people around here actually hear it and come. I was like, oh, they
guess what?
Well, you know what? You might get some last-minute walk-ups.
You might get a strong walk-up.
You might get a strong walk-up. But who knew? It was in the metro, but it just, whatever reason, did not
This was before the app, too, before you could dial it up.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. Very much so before the app where you could just stream off that. But, yeah, it's when you had to erect a big, like, smaller antenna. Literally, it's called a mast.
They're like, oh, is this thing going to tip?
Yeah.
My tip.
It's a promo kid going to remember to take it down before they drive away. Oh, no, not this time. There it goes. God, I remember what that poor child. I say child. She was probably 18, 19, driving that thing, clipped a hole or something. She's sitting there squalling before the thing even started. And I'm like, at first I was being selfish. I walked up. I said, God, don't tell me she's crying. Don't tell me they canceled this thing and didn't tell us. Because I drove some time to get there, and that was not the case. She said, no. She pointed at me and saw that thing just hanging sideways.
Oh, God.
Looked like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
It's not good.
Oh, man. I don't even remember how that even ended up work. Because, I mean, that was from, let's say, somewhere around Spartanburg back.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I
don't know how it would have stayed up or how they fixed that to even get back.
It's amazing, that job. The people that have come and done it, that's the access you get. You get the keys. Like, if you work promotions, you got to have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think it's easier for some of those promotions people to get the keys than it ever was for air staff.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, especially, I've said before, there was one night when I had, it was weird. We used to drive them sometimes, too, like you were saying. And when I lived in Easley, I had a remote somewhere in Clemson. And I told whoever it was, I said, I'll drive the station van back. Because if I was in Clemson and I lived in Easley, that means I would have had to drive past my house to go back to Greenville and then drive back. No, I took the radio station van home. And drove it to work the next damn morning. Like, the radio station was in my driveway. Like, it
you probably had people like coming up to the house like, hey, man, this is cool.
Hey,
that used to be a cool thing.
You're doing a remote at your house? I'm like, what are you doing? You working from home? That wasn't a thing yet. but it was funny because the next morning, like, I forget who said, man, you were here before anybody today. I was like, no, that was my car from last night. I drove the station van to work.
It's like if you see a news vehicle now, you look and see who's sitting up front. Is that a reporter I know? Who is that? It used to be like that with, you know, radio station vans.
Yeah.
Is there a jock in the front?
Usually not anymore. We used to drive our own vehicles there. It's like Garth Brooks with his tour bus. He's not in there.
Oh, yeah.
He's with another woman.
Well, tell him I'm in the back. I don't want to meet anybody. Bus man. Hey, bus man.
It's me, Lil G.
I'll sign a hat for you if you want.
No fans today.
Tell them. I don't care if they're, you know, radio dudes. I don't want to meet them.
They don't look like radio dudes, nor do they sound like it. You know what? You come in here making me sick.
Shut the blank up.
God.
I remember that little videos I see on Instagram. If somebody sneezes, don't say God bless you. Tell them to STFU.
Oh, really? See,
that's be a man.
We need to close the border right now.
Oh, hang on now.
We do. That's worth.
We talk about on the border. They stay open too late.
We didn't do that back then. We didn't tell people shut the hell up. We used to bless people. We used to hold the door for people.
Shut up. I think we're good now getting around to being dicks to each other. I think that's coming back.
Since when?
Seems like nobody's.
When did it stop?
I mean, come on.
You talking about us specifically, or like society?
The collective we.
Man, I don't know. What do you mean? What's the example of that?
I feel like we don't hold back with each other now. Everybody's got such a, you know, an attitude now, and they're so brazen that they pretty much tell you what they think.
Mm.
And usually try to challenge you physically if you disagree. Now, basing this off of everything I see, look. X really is the wild west of social media.
Man,
it's like where everything is just the extreme jacked up.
Especially when you go to it and you ain't even looking for it. And it's just like right there in your face.
It's depravity.
It's like the one voting booth the other day that wouldn't allow you to click on anybody but somebody else. And it's like when you go there, it doesn't even show you what you following first. It just shows you, hey, here's all this stuff that basically is talking about Elon.
Yep.
Like, he really bought it, and, like, it's all about him, which, you know, I'd probably throw a little something on there if that was me, too.
Plus, you're like the couple.
I'd have all of you wanting to grow beards by the end of the day.
The couple videos, like, wouldn't in that situation be averted if you just let somebody wear a damn hat? Like, does it matter? You're not going to influence me with what clothes you got on.
No.
Like, if I decide, I've already decided.
No, I don't understand that.
It's like going to a football game and you can't wear a jersey. You can't do it.
Yeah, Fat Boy's never been the one to wear trendy jeans, so I get it.
It's like you can't
wear. Well, hell, have I? I mean, look at my outfit today. There ain't no mixy matchy here at all. Mixy.
No, you're coordinated.
Yeah, right. I'm wearing like.
Hey, I'm not bashing.
What looks to be like a Pendleton blanket, but it's a shirt jacket with freaking digital camo. Like I'm standing out like a sore damn thumb. I look like a guy who's getting ready to go hunting, but ain't sure he's going to pull the trigger. I don't know. Like, I'm hungry.
Too tired to hunt.
Like
too awake to sleep.
The Top of Two Kings gift shop. Right. If they got one.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
The sleeves are painted like slot machine arms. Pull my arm. You're going to fart on me. No, I'm not. I'm wearing my casino jacket.
Swear to God, I won't. Just pull it. Pull it fast. Hurry. Hurry. But you got to pull it quick.
You don't go to church. Why would that matter if you swear to God?
Oh, my God.
Pull your finger. Pull anybody's finger.
Pull your own finger.
Twist my arm. No, not that way. This way.
Hurry up. I got a fart. Pull it.
Crack my back.
Oh, that's the best one.
Everybody have a good weekend.
Everybody have a good
weekend. I had a great weekend.
A great weekend. There we go. Start off with some affirmation.
It was beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good.
Anything you want to throw in on that? Yeah, like, why'd you get laid?
Well, I mean, I was, but, you know, it's been years. No, I went up to the mountains after, you know, I haven't seen my place since the hurricane.
Oh.
And it was beautiful. And the sun, you know, we went for a hike in the morning on Sunday, and it was really nice. But I was just, I was grateful.
Who is?
We.
We.
My.
The collective society? Or
my BFF. Ginny and her husband and four dogs.
Well, I was hoping it was going to be Art, her brother.
No. Well, that'd be fun, but he's pretty grumpy to take up there. I don't
think. Is that couple you went with swingers by chance?
No.
They weren't before?
No.
They are now.
They were. They actually have a key to my place. They're like really good friends. So they kidnapped my dogs while I was working at my other job and took them up there, and they had a great time. But the weather was perfect, and it was like, you know, cool in the morning and cold at night.
Well, you didn't have to fix any trees or anything? Or?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
But not bad?
Luckily for us, we timbered before.
FEMA's not listening. Go ahead. How much real damage did you have?
Well, we timbered before the hurricane. So luckily for that, we didn't have anything that was bad. Yeah, we had trees down, but it wasn't where.
Did you actually go out there and yell it each time? Timber!
Did you?
Or sing the song?
No.
It's a timber song.
But we have
Timberland?
Kesha. Pitbull.
It makes you think twice about the trees that you plant by your home. Yeah. And, you know, trees actually don't live forever and they can get old.
Are you sure?
No, they get old and they could cause problems. And we have some older trees up there, and that's what I was worried about, you know.
Paige is saying don't plant a tree. Plant a tree.
Well, just be careful where you plant a tree.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying. You know, we are probably saying, thank God, none of the trees.
I suggest not sitting on seeds too long.
Yeah.
You're supposed to plant a tree today for all the world to share.
John Denver said that.
Well, I mean, I'm not against planting any trees by any means because it's good for the air, but just know what you're doing.
Is it
though? They could fall maybe in a storm. Look what happened.
That's true.
That's a good point.
So it's kind of a, they give us oxygen, but they could fall on the house and take our oxygen.
It just makes you think twice before you plant one by your home where it is.
Think twice before you plant a tree. Used to be drink and drive. Now it's think twice before you plant a tree. Throw the seeds in your neighbor's yard. that's the thing.
No, by all means, plant trees.
Why is there a tree in the middle of the yard, Bonnie?
Is that? Because I didn't want it to get too tall and hit the house.
Oh, okay. Well, so you thought you'd be a bitch and plant it in the middle of the yard.
Why you call me a bitch?
I have two friends that I know that have completely lost their homes.
Oh.
And a tree was a factor in one of them that just, there's just no way that they can ever go back. I mean, they just
Not to the bank, but weather took it.
Well, yeah. I mean, the storm just destroyed it. Oof. They're never, they have to just, like, it's a total loss. There's no rebuilding. They gave it back to the bank and got another one.
Yeah, I'm just reading now where they're still finding people, too. So.
God, really?
Yeah. This is still a rough situation.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, you mentioned that about FEMA. I don't know if they're still there or not. Like, I don't know how long they stay.
I have no idea either. Or were they ever really there?
And all those people in North Carolina, I mean, I have friends up there, and I know how they feel, and it's just a hard situation.
But don't plant a tree.
I'm not saying don't. I'm just saying be careful.
Takes too long to grow.
Yeah, let's start growing them in, like, one state only. And then we take all their timber.
I don't know how it works with alcohol.
What, trees?
No, like you, let's say, well, this is aged. Okay, so if you know you want to sell some whiskey 10 years from now, do you have to start, like, working on it now?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
And it, but it's got to be a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot of barrels.
A lot of barrels. Plus, you got to think, like, you got to do that, like, ever so often, so you got to have more barrels ready to go. Then barrels going to be full for 10 years.
Like, I'm not even going to work here in 10 years. Why do I care if they got alcohol?
Because, why? You wanting to put in your notice now? Like, we just bought all these damn whiskey barrels, and now he's going to quit on us, Paige?
I ain't making them. Sorry, buddy.
He don't want to work here in 10 years. You don't want to plant trees anymore. I'm going to give up.
I have to.
I need trees to build my whiskey barrels.
What, the guy's going to retire? He's like, I'm out of here in a year. I'm not doing anything. I'm not.
He doesn't put all of his heart and soul into those whiskey barrels that he knows he won't be there to taste.
What if he takes a dump in one and just fills it anyway? Just, you know, just sabotages it completely.
Like all a chocolate whiskey, who knows?
They wouldn't know. They couldn't track it to him, could they? Who took a dump in this 10 years ago?
I don't know.
It's the records.
Let me talk to Jesse James Dupree and ask him if...
Man, I had that problem one time. I caught the guy, drawers down to his ankles, too. He was filling that barrel up.
What is, if it's a brewery for beer, what is it for whiskey?
Distillery?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I can't remember what you call it.
That's the quickest anything's ever been answered on this show.
Well, I mean, don't ask me how I know. So it is Monday. We'll review our pigskin picks. We'll do that recap. I completely don't even know who I picked pro-wise. Well, I know one. I was doing my personal recap, and I was like, oh, crap, I don't even remember who I picked in these games. And the other ones, But so that'll be fun.
Chihuahua.
Give you a little suspense. Like, I don't know, who'd I pick?
Yeah, because I really didn't. I really didn't keep note of that. We'll get into the mail sack, the Rives guys. What? The Rives guys at AOL.com. We'll read your emails today. Got a whole bunch of good ones. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, 39% of Americans haven't done this in a year.
Vote.
Well, that's a good answer. That's a really good answer. I was going to say touch yourself, but...
Good answer.
Oh, really?
Could be. Or be touched.
Touch yourself while you vote. Can you do that?
I don't know. They made me keep my phone in my pocket. I did want to, like, video it just if there's any kind of malfunctions or anything.
I think if you did some kind of weird movement in the booth, they'd probably come after you.
That old man that put you there is going to
you in there playing pocket pool.
What are you doing, son?
Remember, you see, you have to pull the little buttons or
flap,
whatever.
Flap, flap, flap. Norris, you're in trouble.
Yeah. All right. We'll find out about that. What haven't you done in a year? Text in 72341 and be nice. Kids are reading these texts. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Before we answer the question of 39% of Americans haven't done this, we're going to honor someone who was one of the most accomplished and influential figures in music because he passed away Sunday evening, surrounded by his family. Quincy Jones has passed at the age of 91.
Wow, really didn't know that.
Ah, dang it, man. Can I tell you something?
What, your favorite song by him? I'll tell you mine. Sanford and Son theme.
That was it, really.
Yeah.
I kind of got the scoop on it just a few minutes ago.
Rico?
Rico got
it. Damn!
He's like a good angel of death.
What is his secret? Does he have like Google alert set for celebrity deaths?
I don't know how he finds out so quick. He scoops everybody else.
Damn.
But I am going to miss his restaurants, so it's awful.
Rico's? Oh, Quincy. Ah! Yeah,
gotcha.
Gotcha. Well, he collaborated with Michael Jackson's on one of the biggest selling albums of all time, Thriller, which is like one of my favorites.
Is it really?
It is.
Which song?
I like Thriller.
Oh, the song Thriller.
I yeah.
Yeah.
Always heard he was a nice guy, like story-wise.
Michael?
Quincy.
Oh.
Can't tell you stories I heard about
Michael
Jackson.
You thinking of Quincy Carter?
Oh, no. No.
No.
Boo dogs. Boo.
Well, 91, though. I mean, that's a pretty good life, you know.
He did a lot.
Yeah. He didn't waste his time. He did the... didn't he do We Are the World, too?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, maybe not.
I was thinking he did the first one, right? One of the two, or maybe
there's
not
one.
Both.
There's two We Are the Worlds?
I was thinking just the one.
It is a British version.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, they called it something else.
We Are the World.
No, it was like Live Aid. That was what they called it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If they had two of them, it'd be Live Aids. That'd be hard to get people to come to.
I remember hearing the story that Artie Lang told that Quincy Jones paid for him to go to rehab and held his job for him. I'm like, that's a comedy. I mean, you didn't have to do
what
that.
What show?
Nice.
Matt TV? Yeah. He was doing that?
He was, I think, EPing it back in the days.
Oh, wow.
What Paige says, how they say it in the business.
Electronic ping.
You know, executive producer.
Oh, I EP.
See. Get that EP credit.
Thought that stood for episode.
Episode producer.
I'm living in a weird world.
Weird.
I like totals.
Well, rest in peace, Quincy. You will be missed for sure.
Yeah, for real. He had his daughter, Rashida Jones.
Well, the other one was engaged to Tupac, remember?
That's Rashida.
Rashida and Khadida.
Yeah,
what?
It was Khadida.
Khadida?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Khadida!
Is MF or Jones related to him from Horrible Bosses?
Might be a third cousin.
Okay.
Not sure.
Rest in peace, Quincy.
Mm. Well, 39% of Americans haven't done this in a year.
Oh. I said voted. Fat boy, what'd you say?
I said touch. Yeah, but I think I'd like to change it to wipe.
Oh, Lord. We're going to be here tomorrow. For those that are trying to clue in on a rewipe thing, we will be here tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we're here.
Our clue that we're not going to be here the following day is rewipe.
Yeah.
But we didn't say it today.
I didn't say re.
And that's no joke either. We will be here tomorrow covering the election live.
Yeah. You can't miss it. Just because you don't have to go to school don't mean we don't have to work.
Live results from the polls tomorrow live.
Okay. Well, 39% of Americans haven't made a new friend in a year.
I didn't see that.
You know what? This is interesting. Because if you follow any town's like Facebook page,
yeah,
let's say like, you know, members of Greenville, South Carolina, something like that. Mm-hmm. There's always somebody posting on there that says, I just moved here. Don't know anybody. Does anybody want to hang out? Like they'll randomly say, and it seems like it's not real. Like it's a scam somehow. I don't know what the scam is, but they're always on there like, you want to hang out? I can't meet anybody. Where
is it
do I
dudes or women that are saying
it's
this?
Both.
Wow.
And back in the day, you had to fill up your top eight friends on MySpace. People don't even have eight friends anymore.
Top eight.
God, I know. Then they moved it to 12 and then up to, I think, 24.
God.
People were getting their butt hurt.
And they would always campaign for it. And then you could be like, look, I could do a 24, but it's not going to show it.
Right.
It's still just going to show the top eight.
Yep.
I took my friends off my top eight because that means that they were on there and men would hit on them and they would be like.
You wanted to get the D pics yourself.
No, but they're like, come on, take me off because I get all your weirdos. And I was like, oh, my weirdos. I don't own them.
You ever look at your MySpace on the Wayback Machine?
I don't want to.
Just because I forgot what all you could do to the page.
They didn't hack that part of Wayback Machine?
They might have.
I hope.
The fact that you could glitter it up and put all the graphics on there. Man. But you had to do like HTML code to
That's when blue jeans were all looking like pirates from a Spanish galleon. You know, all the buckles and,
oh, yeah.
And I'm not naming the store by name, but like there were buckles everywhere and there were like charms and
bedazzled
fleur-de-lis everywhere.
I had a glittering bottle of Jägermeister on the front. I'm like, ah, oh, this is cool. I remember at the time when I found it.
Man, now I know what I'm going to do at the top of the hour. I'm going to go look at my old MySpace.
So 39% of Americans say they haven't made a new friend in over a year, and a similar percentage haven't gone to a party in at least 6 months.
Mm.
It's even harder to reconnect. I got a buddy who I always wondered about where he was for years and years. And he just pops up on Facebook. I guess he reactivated it or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, man. And we message back and forth. I'm like, here's my number. And he said, here's mine. And then guess what?
You've not called each other.
We didn't reconnect. Yeah,
no, neither one of us. Like, okay, well, that's cool. Maybe that's what it is. Just the Facebook message here.
Are you both semi, like, I mean, is he like you in the sense that you're not the guy that's usually going to create the event? You might be invited too, but you're not the creator.
Maybe. I'm thinking maybe so.
So be the guy that does it. Because he might be just like that. For real.
Yeah. Like, okay. But then you go through the checklist of what am I opening myself up to if I do this? An eventual hangout at some point.
See vocal about politics on Facebook.
Not even that really, because I'm pretty good at, you know, even if I don't agree, I'm good at, like, pacifying the situation.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man, I feel you. Hell, dude. You know, rock on. You got an opinion.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And yeah, then, you've never been to be too extreme on either side.
I'm a good conversation shifter.
He is wearing a you wear your ex, I'll wear mine shirt today. Whatever that means.
I don't know.
Is that vintage?
I just don't like opening myself up to future plans.
Well,
I get that.
See, I'm the opposite. I like to have plans, and then when they actually come, I'm like, I don't want to go now. Like, I need something to look forward to, but when it gets here, it's like, damn, I'm tired now.
You're that person that says yes, and you're grateful when it gets canceled.
Amen.
You are.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God, all right. Do that. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, your stomach's tore up? Oh, well, darn.
Too bad. Yay. Too bad.
I don't have to go play darts and board games now.
Right. Well, that's fun if, you know. I've done that, you know.
Hey, let's do this. Why don't you come over sometime? Well, what time is it? I can't make it.
Play some human-sized Jenga and we'll get drunk.
Human-sized. I want Jenga. I want pieces.
What is human?
5.5 to 6 feet long each.
Human-sized Jenga.
I want actual humans.
Where are you going?
And I want to set on humans while I play.
It's like
how do you move
like in Borat
or how do you
Bruno.
Move it if they're human size? It takes five people.
What if it falls down?
You oh my
kill
god!
It's an actual workout class.
You're gonna be dead.
Sitting a bar.
All comes down.
Yeah,
take
the planking is gonna be fun too.
Oof.
You have a concussion.
Yeah.
All right then.
It's a new drink.
Concussion.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Paige, and there's your Rise Guys headline.
Concussion.
Thank you remember what the drinks were back in the day, like the.
Perfect blankies?
Yeah, and the blue motorcycle. And the,
oh, man.
I don't remember that one.
Oh,
that
blue motorcycle.
Good.
I don't even know why they called it that, but it was just like, it was literal just like sugar water with liquor. It was just like.
Throw some Caraco in there.
It was like being at a good wedding where somebody did spike the punch, but you dipped right there where the bottle went right in. Oh. Like it was.
I remember sex on the beach. Remember that?
I was just videoing. I wasn't there. I watched
whatever
you
that drink was.
Those three guys.
Because
so.
My friend Jenny, we decided one
yeah.
time that we would just go downtown and we'd go to a bar and we'd try like the worst sounding drink there, like you know, Fuzzy Monkey or something. We
sounds fun actually.
Just to go out and try.
What is this thing? It's called a funky cold Medina. I don't know. You want to try it, Jenny?
Go out and try different things.
It's called horse fart.
You want we were both single at that time. We thought, well, we're just gonna go and meet people and just have a good time, and it actually worked because we would order like it was the conversation starter because.
There was the
bartender would be like, what do you think of that? We're like, what is this?
You go to Hannah Flanagan's in Hendersonville and they would have the shot, and the shot was whatever the previous person decided it was going to be. So you just go over here and take the mystery shot. Oh Lord, I did it one time and I think it was straight absinthe and like pineapple juice.
Oh,
it was a wreck.
Oh, hello, naked and hot tub.
Bless you again. Thank you, Paige. Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
So you've heard of a kid getting kicked out of his little league before, right? Like for football?
Oh, yes.
You ever heard of a whole team getting kicked out of the league?
No.
We got one.
Church league softball, but never anything like this.
I'll tell you what happened. They had to cancel their season. Excuse me. Oh, day season.
The whole thing.
The whole team got kicked out.
Whoa.
I'll tell you what got them kicked out, man. This is.
I can only imagine.
We can't play Little League anymore. We really can't.
No. No. And I can't figure out who to put the blame on. The parents? The coaches?
That's a really good guess.
Who's to blame? Because there is something wrong with it, really.
We'll tell you exactly who's to blame in this situation.
Oh no.
We're going to name names.
We'll tell you what happened.
I say A. Bartlett Giamatti is to blame.
Plus, I'm going to show you a video of a cop at the Florida-Georgia game beating the hell out of a fan.
Dude, like, oh, God. No.
Good
Which
God.
One? Like, several.
Wow.
Like, those guys should.
He was meleeing this kid.
They forget. Like, it ain't 1981. Like, everybody there's got cameras. It's happening. I meant 1984, not 1981. Damn it. Damn it. Oops, that was my chair. That really was my. Come smell my cushion
and
see. All right, good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
All these boys got the boots. They are done.
Hey,
boys. Can't play here anymore. Talk about the little quips. This is in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, which is a suburb, I guess, of Pittsburgh. Not really.
Aliquippa.
It's like 30 miles away. But, you know, suburbs are ever so extended.
Sounds like a Disney princess that we've not yet to see on the silver screen.
Oh, and then, you know, there'll be something special about her. She'll have a unibrow and be 800 pounds. And
God.
Something for everyone.
How old is she at 800 pounds?
Yeah, she'll be, you know.
It's odd that she lived that long, but it was when the days where people like Methuselah lived to be there. You know, Methuselah, though, lived to be 900, but he weighed 650 pounds.
God. God.
I'm kidding. I don't know that. I don't think anybody lived that damn long back then.
You couldn't get obese in the Bible, right? It's just.
I don't think there was
enough food to go around. Yeah. How are you going to get it?
Only the fat were like the wealthy.
Call Jesus to tell him to split this fish.
The fat cats. Again. We need more fish. Can we get some tartar sauce, by the way?
Hey.
When you have a fish sandwich, there's nothing more than you want than a little bit of tartar sauce.
You think he's got
bang bang sauce or yum yum.
He's got the chubby voice. Tell Jesus to split that fish with me.
Mess with me next time, you'll just get manna, which is that dry bread falling from the sky.
Manna from heaven.
But we're Jesus. I'm hungry.
It's weird. They don't sound very biblical, but they know about the Bible.
You could be lying. I just know what you tell me.
Mm.
But I take your word on it.
Maggie.
So this team was booted out of the league because, well, I guess, you know, you could guess. Parents. The parent behavior. They fight.
Oh, no.
Other parents of other teams after every game, including they fought a pregnant woman against the hoop. Whose son played for the other team.
Yeah, but what did she do? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Shouldn't have said what she said.
So they had an emergency meeting. They're like, we got to boot you out of the league. And they said other businesses and parents have been complaining about the parents of this team.
So it was the husband and wife that were obnoxious or just one?
A ton of parents, like multiple, after every game. So the little quips are no more.
No more quips.
Because the parents ruined their.
Yep. And they.
little career.
They, I'm trying to find the age group and it doesn't really say here. But we're talking like termite football. Mm. And look, we're getting to the point of the year where I think Little League's about finished, right? They're pretty close to being done.
I don't know. I feel like some of them play year round, though.
Year round.
I really do.
I feel like high school should be close to getting to the playoffs at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't be playing ball once the pros have stopped. You know, baseball.
Now, what happened with the pregnant woman?
They just beat her up. Like, I don't know.
Oh, good God.
I don't know if she miscarried or anything or if she died. But see, they don't put all that in. What happened?
I bet you if she had, they would have.
Is the baby... She get punched in the gut a lot. Is going to mess with him.
That is just unethical.
He's going to come out like a lemon head mascot.
If you put the mom in the sleeper, does the baby go in the sleeper too?
It's a great question.
I don't know.
God dang it, man. I'm on.
Here. You laughed. Later. Good.
We out of here, man.
Crack the smile.
He put the sleeper. I'd imagine if a kid come out looking like the Lemonhead guy.
Oh, Lord.
Is that possible?
It probably. Anything is. Good Lord.
The whole damn team kicked out of the league.
Well.
Look at that. Stupid-ass parents.
All right. We need to we'll break here and come back and review the picks.
We got them.
Okay. I did not watch them all. I watched several, and one that I watched was one of the best football games I've watched that I didn't necessarily, other than my picking of who I thought was going to win, yeah. Like it wasn't a team I had a vested stake in or anything, but I enjoyed the game very much.
I'm curious to see who that was because
very good game.
I don't think we're going to have separation this month like we had last month. It's not shaping out that way, at least.
No. No.
A few of us had a rough week.
I think I'm one of those that had a very rough week. Usually I've had a very good week.
That might be a few
weeks. Very bad week.
I've gotten a good bit of.
I'm discouraged now.
The only people that really won were the cops at the Florida-Georgia game. They won, clearly. They won.
Why are you punching him? Why are you punching him for?
Because I want to, here.
Because I'm a cop. Were they real cops or were they like game cops?
As far as I can tell, they were.
Oh, my God.
Game cops.
The fighting game cops.
There's got to be somebody.
Holy crap.
Wow, I didn't
know. Somebody's police softball team, they've got to have that name already.
They've got to be the game cops. If there's not, I'll license it to you because it's time stamped and it's mine.
There's got to be some roofers called the Clemson Tigers, too.
The game cops. Gotta be.
They love tartar sauce.
Odyssey app, make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.